This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. He's got a family issue he's going to take care of, but he's expected to be at Public Market Emeryville tonight alongside myself, and it's a Warriors watch party at Public Market Emeryville. Everybody's welcome to come out and join us, maybe grab a beer, soft drink, bite to eat, whatever. We'll be watching the Warriors and come out and join us. Public Market Emeryville will be out there 6 to 8. And if the Warriors are up 25 by that point, I may scoot out at halftime, watch the second half at home. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
Well, this isn't the first time you guys have been.
True.
And whether it was inside or outside, you had a great time. Everyone DM'd me saying you guys were awesome to hang out with. But, I mean, you really think they're going to just wax the Kings tonight?
I expect a good game tonight.
They've been kind of playing teams close lately. They've still been winning games. And Curry said something that I've kind of been feeling during the last, I would say, 3 or 4 wins, which is during his interview with you yesterday, he said, "We can figure it out against anyone." And that's kind of the way that I've been looking at the last few games, because they've been playing a lot from behind, or they've been trailing, like against Brooklyn or Detroit. Portland was a team that just didn't go away, but they sort of handled by making a lot of threes. But I do think, I don't know if they're going to win every game, but Steiner, this new team gives me the feeling that they are going to figure it out. And it seems like they can do it in real time, which is something necessary if you're going to make a run in the postseason.
Yeah, well, I actually interpreted we can figure it out. I was thinking of the playoffs is almost kind of what he meant, meaning if we get into a series, and even if we get down a game or 2-1 or whatever, that we can figure it out in a given series. But obviously, all the vibes are good, and Curry's feeling good, and Butler's feeling good, and Draymond's feeling good, and that's what I want to get into. I do have to push back on something that I've been thinking about. And you know what? I have a guy supporting me on this, and that is Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry said, "I'm not ready to say we're a championship team right now. I'm not ready to say we are a championship team right now." Okay, so that got me to thinking. There's something that we haven't talked about with the Warriors and how far they could go.
Well, I think we're going to have to start discussing it tonight, because Jonathan Kuminga is supposed to be making his return to the court.
Great. Great nugget that fits this talk perfectly. So let's throw out Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and Kevon Looney. Let's throw them out.
You can throw out GP2 also.
I'll throw GP2 out too. Now, why am I throwing them out? I'm throwing them out because they're champions. And Jimmy Butler might not be a champion, but he's certainly been there. So the Warriors have five players who, there's no doubt about what those five guys can do. We've seen it. They've got a history. Nobody doubts that they could put something together. The part that I'm starting to really think about more is the other guys. And I got to push back on something that I've kind of seen over the past couple weeks about some of the Warriors players' experience. And when I talk about their young players, and you know, we got to see what they do in the playoffs. You know, young players have a tendency to struggle, and that's understandable. And so we don't know how the young guys are going to react to big pressure situations. Invariably, what I'll read on the text line is, hey, Kuminga has played in the playoffs and Moody's played in the playoffs, so they've got experience. Hold on a second. Do they have playoff experience? Yes, they have playoff experience technically, but they do not. Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody do not have extensive playoff experience. I looked, Jonathan Kuminga, how many games in the postseason do you think Jonathan Kuminga has played more than 20 minutes?
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
None.
He's had two. Jonathan Kuminga's played 20 minutes or more in two playoff games over the last 4 years. One was in a 40-point loss. Okay?
The one in Memphis?
I believe that's correct. So, I don't believe Jonathan Kuminga has real playoff experience. He's never been asked to do what he's likely going to have to be asked to do this year. He just hasn't. He has not played important minutes in the playoffs. Moses Moody has a few games where he's played 20 minutes or so. And in those games, if you look at some of the details about why he's played 20 minutes in those games, he's had three games over 20 minutes in the postseason, Moses Moody. All of those games were either blowouts or a very low-stakes game. What are you talking about, Steiny? He's got three games in the postseason over 20 minutes. Two of them were blowouts, and the one game that he played more than 20 minutes was game four against Dallas in 2022 when the Warriors won the title in the Western Conference, and that was Western Conference Finals, but it was game four of that series. And the Warriors were up 3-0 in that series, and they were playing game four in Dallas, and Moody played over 20 minutes. They lost that game. Okay, so the two guys that you say have experience, they do, but they don't, if you know what I mean. And then you got to go down the line. Pajemski never played in the postseason. Post has never played in the postseason. Santos has never played in the postseason. Buddy Hield has played 50 total minutes in the postseason.
51.
They all came last year with Philadelphia, and it was in a series where he didn't play a few games of the series. That's the one thing when I look at this team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That I believe is going to be their biggest challenge. That, and Steph said it himself, we got three guys who are 35 or older. So one of my concerns is that maybe the core is a little too old and the young players don't have enough experience to make a deep playoff run. I'm not saying they're not gonna, but that's a challenge that I see, Evan, that's where everything's going to have to fall into place.
Well, it's funny you brought that up today because that was something that hit me during, I think it was during the Portland game. You know, I was just thinking, like, Kuminga's coming back, and you know, Pods will eventually be back too, even though I think he's also out tonight dealing with the back issue. Kuminga's still probable as of the injury report right now. But, you know, I'm thinking about, like, the title contender.
Right.
Because that's what people have been asking. It's been on national media shows. You guys have discussed it. Guru's really high on him, obviously. Are they contenders? You know, Steph even said it. Well, there's like eight teams who think that they can contend. I would reserve that title right now. I mean, to me, I think there's three. There's three contenders in the NBA. It's Cleveland, it's Boston, and it's OKC. And then everyone else below them thinks they have action. And the Warriors are one of those teams. There's no doubt about that. But to me, it's not because of Steph, Jimmy, or Draymond. Like, in a way, I'm not really worried about those guys. You know, and because, Sonny, even if you look at the other players, other young guys on other teams, like Jaden McDaniels has only played in one postseason, right? He's not that experienced. Well, he played almost 700 minutes last season during their trip to the Western Conference Finals. Like, he has legitimate experience as a young role player. Christian Brown, now he's a champion, but over just two postseasons, he's got nearly 500 minutes played in the playoffs as someone who contributes. Even if you go to the Lakers, a role player for them, I know he's a little bit older, but like Austin Reeves has 750 playoff minutes played. Even for OKC, because a lot of people have made their experience out to be their downfall. Let's just leave SGA off to the side. Like, Lou Dort's played 525 playoff minutes. Jalen Williams, in just one postseason, nearly got 600 minutes. So those guys have more experience than your role players. And, I mean, you never know how a guy's going to play. It could be Jordan Poole. Like, Jordan Poole had never had a lick of postseason experience before he exploded against the Denver Nuggets. In the first three games, his efficiency was off the charts. He was averaging 30. I think he was the big reason they just put Denver away really early. But you don't know if a player is going to play like that. It could be Jordan Poole, or it could be the opposite side of the spectrum. So to me, the Warriors' concern is not about, I don't think it's about how old they are. I think it's about how young they are.
I think that's a good point. And I just wonder if, you know, that mix might be a little too extreme, meaning, you know, they're veterans. I wonder if they're a little too old and their young guys are a little too inexperienced. And I'm glad you brought up Oklahoma City, because I do disagree with people that, oh, they're young, they don't have any experience. Well, you know, Shea Gilgeous Alexander's played in 25 playoff games. Holmgren, Wiggins, Jalen Williams, both Jalen Williamses. you know, they were all on that team last year that went to the second round of the playoffs. You were right, Lou Dort. He's played in multiple playoff situations. And also there's two other players for Oklahoma City we can't forget, and that's Hartenstein and Caruso.
Yeah.
Both those guys have playoff experience. Caruso has played in 30-plus playoff games. That's, to me, the more I think about it, is the biggest concern with the Warriors moving forward. I know they're old guys can do it, and they've done it before, but they're young guys. They are really, really inexperienced, and that sometimes can get you beat in the postseason. The one thing I will say is they do have a little wiggle room with Kevon Looney. If post struggles in the postseason, they do have a champion in Looney, and they still do have Gary Payton II on the team, who's got playoff experience. So maybe they kind of go that way, that if their young guys are really struggling, they still have a couple players that have won championships that kind of know the ins and outs. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. So that's the one thing I was thinking about today. And I wonder if Warrior fans will say, you know what, Stein, that's not a bad point. Or, you know what, you don't get it. These guys are ready, and the young guys are going to step up. But that to me is their biggest challenge here on out, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, the one example we've seen already, it's like I think Moses Moody's been awesome. And actually, if you look at the 14 games since Jimmy Butler's gotten here, he's played just as efficiently as like a Derek White or a DeAndre Hunter or like established right. players for other really good teams. But he missed a big three against Dallas that would have won you the game. And I just think like in the postseason, there's going to be spots like that where you need someone who's not Steph, Jimmy, or Draymond to make a shot. And while I would love to believe that all those players are going to step in and hit those baskets and maybe make big free throws down the stretch, it's like, you know, Kuminga going to the free throw line late in a playoff game. That's a big moment.
Right.
I don't know how he's going to react. I don't know how Moses Moody's going to react if he's got a wide open three for the lead down the stretch of a postseason game. Because in all probability, I think those guys, what they've proven to me is they deserve to be in those situations.
Exactly.
Over the course of the regular season, Moody, Kuminga, Pajemski, to some extent Post, those younger players, they've proven with how they've played, especially during this 12-2 stretch, that they deserve to be in those moments in the playoffs. Like before, you mentioned the right. reason why they hadn't played much is because, well, they had players in front of them, but also they hadn't proven anything at that point. They've proven they now should get a legitimate role in a team that has championship aspirations. But it's their first time.
Right, and I'm looking back right now at the game log from their championship season, and I'm actually pretty surprised because I'm looking up Otto Porter Jr., and I'm looking at his minutes in the postseason. He played a lot. Listen to these minute totals during the championship season for Otto Porter, who was a veteran player at that point, who had already played dozens and dozens and dozens of playoff games. He played 25 minutes. He played 22 minutes, 23 minutes, 24 minutes, 22, 21, 25. You see what I'm getting at? I mean, Otto Porter Jr. he was playing half the games. You know, 20
he started
to 25
the last three
minutes.
Games of the finals.
Exactly. So, you know, you look at a guy like Otto Porter, he had a lot of pedigree himself, and the Warriors' young players are, for the first time, trying to acquire playoff pedigree, and the road may be bumpy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I would also refute the people that are saying or would say that like these games are playoff caliber. Like the Detroit game, I heard some people saying, not just fans, but the media, they're like, that felt like a playoff game. You know who didn't think that was a playoff game? Jimmy Butler.
True.
And if Jimmy Butler says it's not a playoff game, like he just laughed at the question and said, I'm sorry, like you don't play playoff basketball until you get to the playoffs. So Evan Giddings ain't saying it. Jimmy Butler is saying these are not playoff games. You still have to win them. You still have to be competitive. You still have to play hard and play well. But the postseason is an entirely different beast.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing? What's going on, my man?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm going to make it pretty quick. You know, you made mention, you're talking about, you know, the experience compared to non-experience of the team. And the one guy that you made mention of the name was Kevon Looney. You know, he's obviously been a solid factor in previous runs to the championship and playoffs. My question is, how much burn do you guys think they'll actually give him with the experience and just being a veteran? You know, you got Guy Santos still, Quinton Post, those guys, but they don't have the experience. So just how much burn do you think they're going to give him during the veteran with that veteran experience in the playoffs at this point?
Yeah, and that's kind of exactly what I'm talking about is, you know, I think what you got to try to do is you try to shoehorn Post in as much as you possibly can, but if you think Post is hurting you, then you got to go to Looney. But at least you got Looney. Now, you're going to have to play a little differently because Looney can't stretch the floor like Post. But that's the one, you know, I'm talking about the dangers of having too many guys with no experience. But I also have to factor in they do have two guys with experience who give them a little buffer there, though it will constrict the way they can play a little bit. For example, if Steve Kerr doesn't feel like he can have Post on the floor in a certain situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think at full strength, Post is also coming off the bench. You know, they've kind of established the five-man lineup that they want to start and I think ideally close with. And he's starting because Paz is out. But I don't know. I mean, maybe to combat that, like if Moody's a good enough three-point shooter, maybe you can put him at the two. I don't necessarily think that that's what Kerr wants to do, but to me, at full strength, the starting lineup is Steph, Pajemski, Jimmy, either Kuminga or Moody, and Draymond at the five. And then Post would come off the bench, so he doesn't have to hurt you if he doesn't have it going. Looney is someone, and him and how he uses Gary Payton II to me are really interesting because it's like if the game is getting out of hand, he'll just throw those dudes in there because he trusts them. Gary Payton II more so than Looney, but as far as getting burned, I don't know. I mean, last year in the play-in game against Sacramento, they didn't even really use a center. You know, I think it kind of depends on the matchup. Like, I'll say this. If they're playing Denver, I think Looney's got to play. Like, I don't trust Quentin Post to guard Jokic for 30 minutes or for even, hell, 15 or 20. Looney's going to play a lot in that series. But if you play a team like, I don't know, Houston, or maybe against OKC because they play a little smaller. Maybe Post can stay on the floor more and you don't need Looney as much. So I think like most playoff series, it's just going to be matchup based.
This from the YouTube chat, Yada Mean. All of Otto Porter's playoff experience before the Warriors was as a Wizard. So those playoff experiences with the Wiz were only so valuable. Well, I would answer it this way. The Wizards with Otto Porter got to the second round of the playoffs. They beat Toronto, and then they ended up losing to Atlanta. But in those two series, Otto Porter played 30 minutes a night. He was a starter. He was a factor on those teams. So he got big minutes into the second round of the playoffs, 4 or 5 years prior to joining the Warriors. So then he gets to the Warriors, and he has less of a role, but he's still a good player. And that's why, to me, he was able to contribute. If the Warriors would have needed him 35 minutes a night, he wouldn't have been as productive. But he'd already played 30. He's played 30, 35 minutes a night in a playoff situation. And the Warriors were asking him to do a little less. And sure enough, he came up roses for him. So,
I mean, he'd also played in a game 7 of a playoff series. Like, he'd been in big moments.
Right.
And I just don't think that you can really
dismiss it.
Yeah.
I don't think he can dismiss that either. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Oakland. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Asking the question because you know more than I do. You know, clearly there's some kind of recipe where some veterans can get the most out of the rookie players, right? You know, maybe Steph and Dre with Jordan Poole. But when Butler was dragging the Heat to the finals by himself, what was the playoff experience on those teams? And is Butler maybe a secret weapon that we have with our younger players?
Let me check that real
the,
quick.
The 2020 Miami team is probably the team you want to look at, because Bam Adebayo is 22 years old. On that team, I think their starting point guard was Kendrick Nunn. Duncan Robinson was 25. Tyler Hero was only 20 years old. So he's right. He has taken young teams deep into the postseason before. And now he doesn't have to be the lead dog, but you know, he was also 30 years old. I think, and that's actually what excites me about Kuminga's return tonight. And I know we're going to talk about him a little bit between now and the crossover, but if Jimmy Butler has made everyone else better, like leave the postseason aside, if he's made everybody else better, everybody else's stats have become better, the team is winning at a higher clip, why would Kuminga not benefit from that? Like, why would he be the exception to the rule, which so far has been everyone else's play gets elevated when Jimmy Butler's on the floor?
Well, I would say that I'm willing to give Kuminga every benefit of the doubt to play his best basketball because Jimmy Butler's there, or in part because Jimmy Butler's there. This, to me, is more about, you know, having five or six guys on your roster who really have never been there before.
Yeah.
And for the sake of my argument here, I'm not going to give you that Moody and Kuminga are young, seasoned playoff performers. What they're going to be asked to do this year in the postseason is so much more than what they've been asked to do in the past, let's say the championship season or the one right after it. So I'm just bringing up that little bit of concern about the young players. But 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into that conversation. Are you as concerned as I am about the inexperience of the young players playing in the postseason? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, they're welcome.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.